Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As we seek some return to normalcy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Pierre McGuire from NBC Sports. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Pierre, how are you?
Morning, Pierre.
Mike and Dave, I'm doing great. Really nice to visit with you gentlemen. Miss being in Chicago in the springtime.
Well, we're delighted that the NHL has put together a plan, and we heard from Gary Bettman there. I forget who we were talking to. He was joking that, you know, he won't be booed now. There's a plan to come back. Now, there's still things to work out, and there's still a lot of concern about the COVID-19 and how that will be handled. What is the timetable at this point, Pierre? What are you expecting, and when are you expecting hockey back?
Well, here are a couple of the issues, gentlemen. The Canadian border is still not open, and six of the seven teams that would be in the 24-team tournament that I guess the National Hockey League is contemplating, six of those seven are in Canada. That's number one. Number two, once you arrive in Canada, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days. So even if players were to get back, let's say, in the middle part of June, they're still not going to be able to get on the ice till the beginning of July. And that's being optimistic. And I would just say that, 15% of our players are European-based players. So they're still not back. A good number of them aren't back. So this is a long way from coming to fruition. So I can't give you an exact date, but I would love to think that the league would, in their perfect world, would be able to come back by August 1st.
Pierre, what is the latest as far as Chicago as a potential second city, as a hub city? Because that was a bit of a surprise to hear that speculated on and mentioned the other day to those of us, you know, familiar with Chicago as being one of the hot spots in terms of COVID-19. But maybe if it is August 1st, things will be a little bit clearer by then.
Well, first of all, Chicago is definitely one of the 10 cities in the potential pod system. The league wants to have two different pods. It's a world-class city with unbelievable hotels, great dining, with the arena just as good as any arena, better than any arena in the league. Tremendous practice facilities. Remember, you're going to have to host 12 teams. So Chicago is definitely one of the legitimate contenders to be a pod city. I think it'll be interesting to see. I've got to believe Vegas is the leading candidate to be one of the pod cities just because of the way the infrastructure of the city works and where the arena is and everything else and the practice facilities. But Chicago's got to be in consideration, absolutely.
My daughter has just graduated high school and is going to McGill, which we're delighted about. But there are so many issues trying to figure out all of the the time frame. They've already kind of said they're going online for the first semester. And, you know, I think that when we talk about the idea of a host city in Canada, can we do that before the border opens? I mean, and I know you just addressed the idea that 2-week quarantine and all that. Does that mean that should be off the table? Does it mean that you have two places in the U.S.? What would it mean if indeed you couldn't get to Canada?
I think it's going to be really tough. Obviously, Edmonton has done a real good job marketing themselves. Vancouver would like to be part of the pod system. My 83-year-old mother lives in downtown Montreal, right next to McGill University. So your daughter's going to a phenomenal place. Congratulations on that. But I can tell you, Montreal has been a big problem. It is a major hotspot, and it's far from being over. They've had unbelievable amounts of death there. she's got to be so careful because of her age. She doesn't have any pre-existing conditions, but I can just tell you it's not good right now. And, you know, Toronto's considered one of the potential pod cities as well. I think the quarantine issue is a big issue when it comes to the pods, and I don't know how easy it will be for a Canadian city to be one of the pod cities.
Pierre, a couple days ago, Jonathan Toews released a very powerful message with both eloquence and empathy about in light of the George Floyd incident and murder in Minneapolis. And I wondered if how you would characterize the rest of the NHL's community response to this in terms of statements that have stood out to you, in terms of just the overall response from the league.
I'm so proud of the National Hockey League community, whether it be PK Subban donating money yesterday, the National Hockey League matching that under the auspices of Commissioner Bettman and Bill Daly, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. The Blake Wheeler statements over the last couple days. He's a native Minnesotan who plays in Winnipeg. Just really proud of Blake and the way he carried himself. Braden Holtby yesterday, his message coming out of Washington. The response from National Hockey League players and Jonathan Toews, really, I think, along with Brendan Gallagher of the Montreal Canadiens, really got the ball rolling. I'm really proud of our community and what the community has done in terms of overall message to the rest of society. And our players really are putting it out there because they feel that way. It's not just I'll put it out there and I'll act a different way. Our guys really do care. They want to listen. They want to learn. They want to be better. They want to be positive parts of the community. I'm really proud of the National Hockey League and what they've done. And I can tell you this. Commissioner Bettman has been at the forefront of a lot of this for a long period of time in terms of organizational outreach to minority communities, trying to get hockey to be a relevant part of inner cities in the United States and Canada. The program like Hockey in Harlem or what goes on in Northern Virginia and downtown Washington, D.C. I know you've got some great programs in Chicago, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the National Hockey League. Has always been, I think, on the cutting edge in terms of trying to grow things and make it better for inner-city children in particular.
There have been a lot of protests around the world, you know, kind of people in London, in Amsterdam, as far as New Zealand. We've heard of protests in Toronto. Is it throughout Canada as well? How is this being received throughout Canada?
Well, in Montreal, they had significant protests the other day, right by where you're talking, going to be going to school. And so that's right in the downtown corridor of Montreal. The Canadian people really have a soft spot in their heart for these types of situations. And I don't see that changing anytime soon in a negative way. I think it's going to only grow in a positive way. This is something where we all do have to be in this together. We have to listen. We have to learn. We have to pay attention. We've got to get better. And I really believe that that's part of what's gone on. And in Canada in particular, hockey players do matter. They matter a lot. And the messaging that's been put out from our National Hockey League brethren, I think, has been outstanding. And people are really taking it to heart and paying attention.
Pierre, have to talk to you about hockey, get your expertise and what you think about the Blackhawks getting in as a 24th team in a 24-team tournament. And yet, if hockey as well as anybody, it's possible they could get on a run. Teams, you don't know what to expect. And with the Hawks being the Hawks, I know they're older. I know they haven't been in the playoffs in a while. But in Chicago, people think, okay, you got a shot. Do the Hawks have a shot?
Of course they do. A lot of it depends on what happens with the goaltending situation. If Corey can come back and really play at a high level. How much has this break really helped Duncan re-energize, which would be very important. You know, Patrick Kane's been having a phenomenal year. Can Alex DeBrincat get back on a roll like he had last year? Obviously, it didn't work out the way he wanted it to this year. Kubalik's been outstanding for them all year long. What does this break mean to him? And obviously, the leadership of Jonathan, it really matters a lot. I think anytime you get into a tournament like this, if in fact it does take place, Chicago definitely has a shot. It won't be easy for them, but I do think they have a shot.
Yeah, we always talk about puck luck, and we talk about how, you know, a goalie standing on his head can really save a team. And we saw Jonathan Quick they were the last seed in, and they ended up winning a Stanley Cup. When we talk about home ice advantage, you know, I'm watching some of this Bundesliga stuff just because I need anything. Yep. And it's really, I mean, it's true. The lack of fans means, at least in that sport, that you win if you're the better team. Will that hold up in hockey, or will it come down to, you know, the better player or the puck luck? Or, you know, do you expect this to be a more predictable type of season, if indeed it they can begin again, as opposed to some of what we've seen with pure skill winning in soccer?
I think this will be one of the most unpredictable things we've ever had in the National Hockey League, because there aren't any fans in the building. Fans can create an intimidating moment. Fans can create a frenetic moment. Fans can do a lot. They can get after the referees. They can do a lot to intimidate and sway the nature of the game. The one thing about the NHL, though, that's changed over time, I had the privilege of coaching in your great building in Chicago, of the stadium. That was an intimidating place, and it really was a home ice advantage for the Chicago Blackhawks, just like the Forum was in Montreal, just like the Odd was in Buffalo, just like the Colisée was in Quebec. Buildings that had different Boston Garden, different size ice surfaces, the fans were on top of you. Well, that's changed. All our rinks are cookie cutter. They're 200 by 85 right now. We see more upsets in the National Hockey League by the road team in big games because this ice surface is the same. The depth perception is not different like it is in basketball when guys are shooting, and that's why I do think home court matters in basketball more than it does in hockey. But this thing without the fans, if it goes forward, nobody knows what to expect. How are you going to generate enthusiasm? Who are the people on the bench? Do you have a loud bench? Do you have a quiet bench? Is that what's going to make the difference? I just think coaching staffs, the ones that are demonstrative, do they help or do they hurt? Nobody really knows what to expect. That's one of the fascinating parts about this whole thing.
Pierre, it was shocking here in Chicago a little over a month ago when the Blackhawks fired John McDonough, who was as responsible for the turnaround as anybody in the organization. And I just wondered, we haven't spoken to you since that. What was your reaction to that? And do you think that there will be an NHL team with looking to, kind of, for whatever reason, approach John about joining their organization?
Well, first of all, I have the utmost respect for Mr. McDonough. I've known him ever since he was became the president of the team after he left the Chicago Cubs. And he's always been an unbelievably gracious man to me. And if I've ever had family members or friends in Chicago providing tickets, so I was really grateful to that. I have spoken with him via text message. You know, he is so proud of his relationship with Chicago sport, but in particular, his relationship with the Blackhawk community and what he was able to do with the team that he talked about. And that's what he stressed. He said, we had a phenomenal team and a great run in Chicago. So the utmost respect for him. I don't know if he really wants to leave Chicago or not. You know, if that's hard. But if he does, if I were an owner of a team and I was looking for a president that could really get my team back on solid footing, John McDonough would probably be the first person I would call for that position. But again, I haven't spoken to him about that, but he did a magnificent job there with Stan Bowman and obviously Joel Quenneville and the run that they went on and the drafting that they did. And the environment that was created in United Center is just off the charts, and it's something that I look forward to every time I have a chance to do a game there.
Hey, Pierre, thanks a ton. Appreciate your time and your insights.
Thanks, Pierre.
Mike and Dave, anytime. It's my pleasure. Great visiting with you. Stay safe, everybody, and hopefully we can get some hockey back on the ice sooner rather than later.
Sounds great. God bless.
Sounds great.
That is Pierre McGuire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.